It's another day in the fun zone. How do you feel when you come to work, Greg Budell?
Here I come to save the day.
And Jay Scott, you have anything you'd like to say to the listeners?
Hello, are you happy people?
Emily Hayes, you look a little jittery. What's wrong?
I thought I saw a putty tat.
I don't see one. Bailey the Wonder Dog, do you see a putty tat? And Rich Thomas, what's your expert opinion on the meteorological situation?
Unusual weather we're having, ain't it?
It looks like everyone's in their place and ready to go. Stand by for three men and a lady.
I did call Putty Tat.
Poor Putty Tat.
Weird weather we're having, ain't it? It actually sounded a little bit like that early this morning. Had a long night with Bailey the Wonder Dog.
Yeah.
But things are good. It's Greg. Coming up, Jay Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Random facts. Emily says,
yay, fun.
And I will do a pop quiz. First, the forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We actually had some rain overnight while you slept, but it came through exactly as expected between about 10 p.m. and 3:30 a.m. And now mostly sunny skies for the rest of the day and a nice day today. Chilly start this morning, but a high today in the upper 60s. Clear, chilly again tonight, down to a 43. First thing tomorrow morning, we're not far from that at this particular hour. Tomorrow, best day of the week weather-wise. Just great. Sunshine, warmer, high 76 tomorrow. I think we'll be around 76 Thursday as clouds increase. Maybe some showers by later on in the afternoon Thursday. And showers and thunderstorms towards Thursday evening, Thursday night. Some of which, according to the Storm Prediction Center, could be strong, possibly severe. There is a marginal severe weather risk covering the entire western half of the state. Let's say from about I-65 on westward by Thursday evening. Friday and Saturday, risk of more showers continuing with a high around 80 Friday, in the low 80s Saturday, and more stronger storms perhaps by the time we get towards Sunday, especially towards late Sunday. Right now this morning, we have clear skies, 42 degrees, calm winds, 704.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
For over 30 years now, MPB Montgomery Paint and Body has been expertly serving the greater Montgomery area. How would I know that? Well, maybe I've been bringing my cars to Montgomery Paint and Body for over 30 years, several different vehicles. We won't get into all of those stories, but they've been taking good care of me, and I love the way they are so meticulous and thorough. It's not just the damage that you see, and they're not going to cut corners like some people in the body business, especially over the years gone by, would try to cut corners, but not so at Montgomery Paint and Body. That's why Donnie Turner and Brandon Turner and the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body are still in the business, and they do it better than nobody else. And when you get your phone call that the car is ready to go and you're going to be able to pick it up, not only is it fixed meticulously and expertly, but it's also detailed, which is what I love. And they work well with the insurance company as well. Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 wreck with a W is the phone number. That's easy to remember, right? 27 wreck with a W. We hope you don't have a wreck, and it doesn't have to be a wreck. It could be what I call boo-boos sometimes, when you just scrape up against things that are in the wrong place or you're in the wrong place.
Stuff happens.
That's right.
Like a woman in front of Joe Biden.
Yes, I suppose that could be. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
I found that headline was telling you guys about how the media treats one group different from the other. And this is the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Biden's getting all this attention for something that really has been out there. I mean, he's always been pretty handsy. The Washington Post says Joe Biden's affectionate physical style with women comes under scrutiny. Really? Is that what that is?
It's an interesting way to put it.
It's nice to have friends in the media.
Right.
But now, this is what I don't like. Now, they're like every day there's somebody else coming out with a Joe Biden story. Look, if you had that problem or that experience, why didn't you say something when it happened?
Right.
We go through this every time.
If somebody comes out.
That it's,
yeah.
You sometimes you don't know that it happened to other people as well, and you don't feel comfortable coming out. But there's strength in numbers.
I understand, but it also strikes me as a little unfair.
There are opportunistic people out there that make it harder for actual victims to come forward.
I get that.
Because they're viewed like that.
I get that, but we're talking about the very fine line between what's inappropriate. Like, Joey and I talked about this yesterday. You know, when you come in to work, we're all friends with Kristen, but nobody would run up and from behind her and give her a hug and smell her hair. Gee, your hair smells terrific. Now, if you see somebody you work with outside workplace, you might give them a little hug and one of those California air kisses or something. But
California air kisses.
You know how that is. They pull their lips all the way to one side of the face and they go, oh. Like from about 3 feet away.
Oh, well, I got you. It's almost like a California stop in a car, right?
Kind of like that.
At a stop sign.
7:08, speaking of stop, let's see how it's going on the roads.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic moving on into the 7 o'clock hour, and we're starting to see a lot of traffic headed into the downtown area, as well as the Air Force bases. Both the entrances to Maxwell and Gunner Annex are crowding up at this point. If you're on the boulevard, everything's moving along pretty well. There's a little bit of slowdown at the traffic lights. And if you're coming out of Prattville or Wetumpka, you've got a smooth ride this morning. School zones are about to kick in, so watch out. Remember, your speed limit is 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Goat kicked off school bus story next hour in stupid news. And they also figured out the source of Garfield phones that have been washing up on French beaches since the 80s.
Garfield phones?
Yes.
They've been washing up. I read about this earlier, yeah.
Yeah, so they finally found the container.
And they can't do anything about it either.
No, they're going to keep washing up until all of them have washed up.
I always wanted a Mickey Mouse phone.
But they didn't know. I had one of those.
Oh.
When you're looking for a home, you certainly don't want a Mickey Mouse outfit taking care of the mortgage.
What a great segue.
Morris Capuano, you are the local guy, the guy that makes the dream of homeownership come through and has for thousands over the years. What you got today, Morris?
Yeah, I was reading an article a few minutes ago, and number one, I know you all love your jobs. 85% of Americans, so the survey says, are happy in their environment. It's happy at their job, which was a little bit of a surprise to me, but I'm glad that all of you are.
Yeah.
Because y'all do... Every day in the morning, y'all seem like you're having so much fun. And more concerning, 75% of people are winging it in their finances.
Winging it?
That's the winging it.
Mm-hmm.
They basically, I don't know if it was like, the younger generation or the older generation, or they have no financial plan for their future. Well, one of the best things you can do for your financial future is invest in yourself. And the best way you can do that, at least in my opinion anyway, is by investing in yourself and, consider buying a home. Buying a home is the American dream. We've talked about this for 20-some-odd years, however long we've been advertising. Buying a home is what everybody wants. Buying a home is paying yourself back that rent. Call it a mortgage payment because that's what it is. And you're building equity each and every single time you make a monthly payment. Last week, rates were at the lowest they've been in about 3 years. They're up a little bit this week. They're still in the low fours, which, historically speaking, is phenomenal. So if you're paying $1,000 a month rent and you want to buy a home and you want to plan for your financial future and not be one of those 75% of people who don't wing it, give us a buzz. Because you know what to do. Rates are low. Let's take advantage of these low rates. I got four contracts last week, which I'm thankful for, but everybody's going to need pre-qualified first, and that's important.
That gives the homeowner some shopping power, too, because then the potential seller knows that you're serious about it and you can get down to business. Friends, you don't want to be sending your entire life to somebody you can't see, somebody you can't pick up the phone and ask questions. So reach out to Morris Capuano and his partnership with Renaissance Bank, and also people with limited down payments, maybe a scorch mark on the credit that can work around these things. Just give them the chance to try on your behalf. 409-9300 is the number, 409-9300 for Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, NMLS number 402669. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks, guys. You have a great morning.
All right, take care, man.
All right, I think it's time for some local news, and then we'll have the unconvolutedly introduced random facts quiz following that.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama lawmakers will introduce legislation today to make it a felony to perform an abortion at any stage of pregnancy unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. If put into law, it would be the most restrictive abortion bill in the country and will likely be challenged in court. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting last month. Authorities have charged 31-year-old Cortez Wright with murder and the shooting death of 35-year-old Xavier Smith. Wright is being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $150,000 bond. And Wednesday will mark 1 month since the deadly tornado in Lee County, and emergency crews are still looking for volunteers to help with recovery efforts. For more information on how you can help, contact the Lee County EMA. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse gigantic scissors. Whether I'm attending the grand opening of a strip mall, laundromat, or teen center, nothing cuts ribbon more hilariously than gigantic scissors. Just thinking about gigantic scissors makes me laugh. When I'm holding gigantic scissors, I like going up to stupid people and saying, "Oh no, I shrunk." And they'll go, "Oh no, you have shrunk." Then I'll reveal that they're gigantic scissors and laugh at how stupid they are. Now, I know what you're thinking. Yes, Morgan, gigantic scissors are funny. But where do I keep them? Duh. With your gigantic paper and gigantic ruler. You're as stupid as a person who thought I shrank. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse gigantic scissors.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business. The industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This weekend, audiences can't wait to see Dumbo. Half the country thinks this movie is about Trump, while the other half still thinks it's about Hillary. Dumbo, in theaters.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Dumbo, random, wrong, Dumbo.
Oh,
adjacency.
Oh, Dumbo, random, wrong, Dumbo.
That would be me.
Did you know cows moo in regional accents?
Shut up.
I guess the
moo,
Midwestern, Jersey,
and then moo, you, moo, y'all.
Did you see what he just did?
Yeah.
Moo, y'all.
Moo, don't you know?
That's funny. That is a dad joke. You tell that one to Bailey in the car.
Moo, y'all. Moo. Hey, Mur.
Silly sausage.
I don't know how they discovered this, but they did, apparently. It also happens in birds as well. Birds don't moo in regional accents, but birds, yeah.
You from Cape, y'all?
You from Jersey?
Did you know, they banned smoking in the Disney theme parks, but before smoking was banned, they had something else that was banned.
Oh?
Selfie sticks.
Yes.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be a hazard on
park
on
guests
rides.
Would they'd pull those things out mid-ride.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, very dangerous.
I like menthol Meredith. Smoke in the damn ride. Who's going to know?
Mm-hmm. Well, who can stop you?
Yeah.
Did you know? 3 Honolulu firefighters were killed and 6 others injured after being attacked by Japanese planes while fighting fires at Hickam Field during the Pearl Harbor bombing. For their peacetime heroism, because at this time we had not declared war, all 9 men received Purple Hearts. It made them the only firefighters to be awarded as such to this date.
Wow.
In all the study I've done on Pearl Harbor,
I've
never
learned that on aerial Purple Hearts?
Yeah.
No.
It just makes me wonder about the... I guess it was peacetime as well for the 9/11 situation. But all those firefighters that would have lost their lives on that.
Isn't that cool? The station that was finally got through to New York and was broadcasting live until the operator got on the line.
Yes.
KMB.
There's a show on Smithsonian, The Lost Tapes.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
And they run the Pearl Harbor one every so often. It's well worth your time. Very gripping. It's real.
The guy's on the building. He's on the roof of the building.
Yes, reporting. This is a real attack. Bombs are dropping everywhere.
And then he's in the middle of this broadcast, and all of a sudden the operator says, "This is the operator speaking. We need this line for an emergency." And they cut him off.
Did you know in 1828, the United States government sued 422 casks of wine, and the wine itself won the lawsuit?
How do you sue a cask of wine?
The United States court case, the U.S. versus 422 casks of wine. This was in 1828. It was a Supreme Court civil forfeiture case between the United States and 422 casks of Malaga wine.
Mm-hmm.
The case was brought after the United States moved to seize the wine on the grounds that it had been deliberately mislabeled as sherry to get a tax drawback, and the buyers objected. The original trial was ruled in favor of the United States, but was ordered to be retired after errors were discovered concerning jurisdiction. In the retrial that took place, the Supreme Court ruled against the United States.
I'm glad the wine didn't go to jail.
Yeah. Right. The defendant in this case was an object.
How would you have punished the wine? How is the wine punished?
I sentence you.
Did you know Walt Disney's original idea for Epcot was an entire city of people living in Disney World?
Right, yes, right.
It's true. I remember seeing the drawings.
That's creepy.
Experimental prototype.
Yeah,
operation.
Everyone was required to work, and since Epcot would own their land or home, nobody would have any municipal voting rights.
Right.
Yeah.
A little fascista there, but Walt was a dreamer.
Did you know that Stoli...
Is that the vodka?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is the first established international brand to offer gluten-free vodka.
Bless it.
Stoli gluten-free, made from 88% corn and 12% buckwheat.
Buckwheat?
Buckwheat's dead.
Is this gluten-free?
Alfalfa shot him.
Is this gluten-free?
No, but alfalfa did get shot. You know that story.
Yeah,
right.
Or it was alfalfa that got shot. Yeah.
At a young age, right?
Very young age, yeah. Had something to do with a debt or something?
Both of those were gluten-free grains, by the way, the corn and the buckwheat. It's a trend among consumers. However, vodka has always been gluten-free in the first place. Did you know an Australian bird called the rainbow lorikeet routinely gets drunk from spring to summer? The small birds will drink the fermented crimson flower nectar. And when they're intoxicated, these birds make loud, drunken noises, which many people find bothersome. Did you know there was a terrifying circular rail bridge that overlooked L.A. for 50 years? It was an engineering feat and local landmark. It was scrapped in World War II and dynamited in 1959. It was the Mount Lowe Railway, and they had a circular bridge that was about, let's see, how many? Okay, the railway to the clouds gained 3,121 feet in elevation over 5.7 miles. It climbed one of the steepest mountain ranges on the continent between 1893 and 1938. The longest straightaway stretch measured only 225 feet. On one segment, passengers transferred to an incline railway that scaled the mountainside at a 60% grade.
A rail, a train at a 60% grade?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's a picture of...
Oh, I see. Okay, to the left.
Yeah.
I thought it was going 60 degrees up. That's almost impossible to imagine.
Yeah, no, it was, and that's pretty high. And this, I can't show you the full picture because it didn't fit. But yeah, it was a pretty high little thing to go over the edge of this cliff.
There's a great railroad that you, if you take an Alaskan cruise far north, you can get on this train that goes into gold country, and it's an old school passenger thing with some unbelievable views. It would almost be worth going, but I don't think I could go. I can't even get to damn Dallas to see Dealey Plaza. How am I going to get to Alaska?
You got to go see Dealey Plaza.
I have to. It's
have you been to Warm Springs yet?
No.
You can
15 years almost.
You can stand in the, what do they actually call where he was?
It
was
Sniper's Nest.
Sniper's Nest. Like, yeah. And it's just amazing. Plus, you're wearing headphones in there. They're talking to you all the time.
Everybody says the first thing you notice about Dealey Plaza when you go there is how small it is.
It is very small.
So I've got to get there. And I think the guy that I'm having on the show this afternoon, David Blackman, the blogger from Texas, who's become a friend, he doesn't say where he is, but if he's in Dallas, that might be enough. Go have lunch with him and see Dealey Plaza and come back on the same day.
Yeah. Got to go see the grassy knoll.
Got to do it.
Yeah.
Did you know the bacteria Salmonella was named after veteran...
Salmonella, a couple that got
sick. Salmonella. it was named after a veterinary surgeon named Daniel Elmer Salmon. Not salmon.
Salmon.
But the man who discovered it was Theobald Smith. What a wonderful name.
Shut up, it's not Theobald.
It is Theobald.
There is a Theobald.
How about that?
Who was his research assistant who named the first Salmonella strain in his boss's honor.
That's got to get on the hurricane list of names.
Theobald.
Theobald.
I like that.
Hurricane Theobald is
good
coming
idea.
Through. Did you know Morocco was the first country to recognize the United States in 1777?
Well, that was kind of them.
Yeah. And finally, did you know that it is illegal to enter the House of Parliament in the UK in a suit of armor?
They have that rule?
I guess they have that issue, you know.
Why?
We gotta...
Why?
Right, we gotta keep these people in suits of armor from walking in.
See what happened
in
Parliament yesterday in England?
No.
The nakedness?
I heard you yelling about it.
Oh,
somebody
please.
Take their clothes off?
All these women go there for protest and get naked. Like, the TNA is gonna change the climate. Is that a possibility, Rich? Can you tell me?
It got y'all's attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But really, you're going to change thousands of years of climate.
Think of a Brexit joke that goes with that, and I can't think of anything.
Those are your random facts. We are done.
Wow, Jay.
We hope you're paying close attention, because coming up, we're going to have a $10 food outlet pop. Quiz reminder that Tuesday is the last day for this week's special, so let me run them by you one more time. Use a lot of ground beef. It's $1.98 a pound at Food Outlet and Food Outlet only. The two-pack of Boston Butts, 88 cents a pound. Pork chops, $1.77 a pound. And Rich's buddy, Chuck Roast.
Oh, Chucky.
$2.96 a pound. And Chuck Roast is a great roast to make because it's kind of flavors itself. You don't have to do a whole lot with it.
It's great.
Although, Emily, the spices I got for Valentine's Day, the Teddy Roosevelt.
That was for your anniversary.
Well, whatever it was.
Oh, my
some occasion a few weeks ago. I love it. It's great. So I try some of that.
Well, have you ever, I helped out.
The chuck roast in the slow cooker and let it cook for eons.
I've got two of these things now, these cooking things. I have no idea how to use them.
Slow cookers?
It's really
crock pots?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
I'll buy the food. You come over and give me some lessons.
No, I cook at my house.
Oscar Mayer bologna is only $1.23 for the one-pound pack. And Hunt's ketchup, 97 cents. So Sloppy Joe's one day this weekend, or is that in your heart?
Are you just going to keep teasing it, or are you going to actually do it?
But does your heart...
That's the first woman who has said that to me. Food outlet has three locations.
Look at the time. News and Views is next.
I can't even look at you.
My face is so red. I am blushing. Highway 14 in Melbourne. Prattville, 720 East Main, just west of Highway 14 and Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to ask today's pop quiz question. Don't be surprised if the question is,
what the hell is wrong with you all?
Here's Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, in fact, our first Random Facts, we found out that two animals, we know of at least, have regional accents.
Yeah.
What were those two animals?
Ooh, good question. 272-9228 is the number, 272-9228. If you're listening on our SAP channel, that's audio code 3-3-4-2-7-2-9-2-2-8. The web is also 272-9228. We are standing by now for a winner.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through the 7 o'clock hour, and it's getting busy out there, especially on the boulevard. We're stop and go at most of the traffic lights. There's no major accidents or big problems for you. If you're coming out of Wetumpka, there's a little slowdown at the Redland Road traffic light, and when you get down to the boulevard, if you're coming out of Prattville, you've got a choice. I-65 or 31 are both good choices at this time. School zones are in effect, so watch out. School speed limit is 15 miles an hour. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got a go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Well, we have David on the line. Is he going to answer our pop quiz question?
David?
I don't know. What is it?
That's a question we ask at the end of Random Facts, but that's... No, it's which two animals have regional accents?
Birds and cows.
That is good.
That is the winning
answer. That is it.
I didn't even know. I just took a guess.
Moo, y'all.
Yeah.
So you not only called in, you got one.
I can't believe it. I just took a wild guess. I didn't even know.
Yeah, well,
that's it.
That is
unbelievable.
You're a good guesser.
Were you, so you yeah. weren't listening to Random Facts earlier?
You didn't hear the Southern cow.
I just got in my truck. I was out of my truck. Just got in when you guys were talking about that train in Alaska.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to say, my wife and I are thinking about taking a trip to Switzerland this fall.
Oh, cool.
And I was doing some research, and they actually have a train there that goes up to the Jungfrau, which goes up a 30% grade.
Wow.
That's... And has been doing so since like the early 1900s.
I'm pretty sure you can actually take that trip on YouTube if you want to take it online first.
That's where I found
it's
it.
It's in 4K.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, have a good one, guys.
Wait, don't go anywhere.
You're a winner.
Well,
I got to get your info.
He's
He sounds like he has something to tell you, but I see what he has to say. At 7:31.
Mm-hmm. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
It's chilly this morning, yes, but today will be warmer than yesterday by about 3 or 4 or 5 degrees. So a mostly sunny day with a high in the upper 60s. That's too cool for early April, but we'll take it. It's going to be a great day. Clear, chilly tonight, another jacket night, overnight low 43. Tomorrow, best day of the week, the pick of the litter weather-wise, sunshine, warmer, high 76. Thursday's high, also around 76. Increasing clouds, maybe some showers by later on in the afternoon and evening, and maybe some stronger thunderstorms as we get towards Thursday evening, Thursday night. Storm Prediction Center has much of the western half of the state in a marginal severe weather risk in that Thursday situation. Then Friday and Saturday, risk of showers continues. Maybe some thunder. High around 80 Friday, low 80 Saturday, and then Sunday, another round of maybe some stronger thunderstorms, and we'll keep an eye on that storm system as well. Tis the season. Right now, this morning, clear skies, calm winds, 42 degrees, 732.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It is 7:30. We are really early this morning.
Well, yeah.
Why?
Because Jay... And, well, you know what, actually,
this falls back
on you, sir, because you did not do a convoluted intro.
Well, yeah.
So there was a whole, like, 2 minutes of
I still have one funny
accolades
line.
That didn't happen.
Also, we started the hour on time, which is very rare for this program. But we have a little traffic blurb here from east of the Rockies.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Scott East.
Hey, yeah, about mile marker 170, 171, someone has dropped a black wooden pallet in the middle of I-65 South.
How does that happen?
So people are going around that. Just don't be shocked, you know, if you're...
Right.
That's a big object to drop on the middle of the road.
Well, it's in pieces now, but they're nails and that
right,
kind of
sure.
thing.
Right, sure, yeah.
I mean, Don Duncan will fix you up, but hey, Greg, listen, I need to challenge you on something, man. You owe it to your listeners to go to Dallas and report to us from the repository.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to pull our frequent flyer miles, send you out there, man, let's do
it's
it.
It's You're worth good. It.
You can be our cub reporter.
Yeah,
I would love to have somebody anchor here and do a 3-hour phone in or something.
Gosh,
from Dealey Plaza, that'd be cool.
Well, that would be a rush.
I think
young Joey could handle that.
I did it in '95. That goes back some time now. Wow,
that must be kind of surreal to see it. Even though we've seen 1,000,
it is
film and
because you've seen, like you said, you've seen it and you have it in your brain on video and on film.
In the 90s, did they put the X down on the Stimmons Freeway?
There's still, the X is there. And I think I remember seeing the X, but I've seen it since then on a lot of specials. Yeah. But
wow.
You stand right there in the, we're in that window.
Uh-huh.
At least in 95, they let you stand right there.
I think they have glass partitioned that part of it off, but you can still see it.
Yeah.
And the way it was set up they claim Lee Harvey Oswald pulled the trigger.
And then you got to see the grassy knoll and that fence, the
right.
fence steel.
And the train yard behind it. And all the witnesses the Warren Commission never called.
The babushka lady, Greg.
The what lady? Oh, the babushka lady.
The babushka woman.
Yeah.
The umbrella guy. There's so many.
Oh, he went away. Talking to you.
I bet he...
Nobody hung up on him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He hung up on us.
No,
I think it was probably
I think he went through a tunnel.
Malfunction. Yeah.
Okay.
One of Montgomery's many tunnels.
Many tunnels that we have here, yeah.
Well, I understand that happens.
I hope the tunnel traffic is going well this morning.
I may have some sad news here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think Eddie Bader is listingless again. But, I mean, Eddie wants to be a buyer's agent. He wants to list your home and put his incredible powers of salesmanship to work for you. But he needs a house to list. Well, I may be heading in that direction shortly. And the first person I'll call is Eddie.
He's so lonely.
Well, gotta keep the guy busy. because he sends me silly things on Facebook. He does send some great April Fool's stuff yesterday. 3220662. Seriously, Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. When you're in that process, and there's so much unknown when you're going to list a house or when you're in the buying process that you don't know starting out, what you need is somebody with a lot of energy who will take care of the small details and the angst part of the process. So if you're shopping, he'll show you exactly what's available within the parameters you establish when you first start looking. Area, how many bedrooms, how many baths, size of yard, etc. Does it need a garage? That way you're not wasting time looking at places that you have absolutely no interest in. Then if you're going to put your house on the market, you want to put it with a guy who knows how to sell and knows where the buyers are. So that's what he does. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 3220662. You will not find a better person to work with, whether you're buying or listing, than Eddie Bader. You're better with Bader. Wayne.
Yes, good morning, Greg.
Good morning, how are you, sir?
I cannot find out what happened with Auburn and Virginia last night. Didn't they play last night?
No, that's Saturday they
play. No, they play on the they play Saturday night.
And then, Saturday night. Yeah, okay.
S-A-T-U-R.
We didn't mean to confuse anybody by putting the Duncan and Son predict-a-thon yesterday. We just wanted to catch the wave because there was so much excitement yesterday following the game.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I saw something on about the Don Duncan thing on the Facebook, but I didn't enter.
Yeah. Post a guess because everybody, we're going to guarantee a winner. If nobody predicts the score, we're going to, count the names and pull a number, and somebody's going to win that $250 credit at Don Duncan.
Okay, I'll go back and look for it.
All right. It's not far. I've been hiding things off my timeline to keep it close to the top. Thanks for the call. Yeah, that's on my Facebook page. Just make a prediction, because even if it's wrong, I know basketball's harder than football, actually, to predict. You never know about things like overtimes and stuff. But if nobody wins it, somebody is going or guaranteeing a $250 winner for that credit.
Somebody's going to win something.
Everybody's getting something. At 7:38.
Expectations for its spring quarter. Whole Foods is planning more price cuts to take effect tomorrow. The Wall Street Journal says prices on more than 500 items will be reduced, including produce and meat. The cuts follow discounts at Kroger, Walmart, and other grocery chains. Walmart and Google are starting a voice ordering grocery service. It launches today. USA Today says all you have to say is, "Hey Google, talk to Walmart." You tell it what you want and it'll place the items in your virtual cart. It works on any device where Google Assistant is available. However, it will only work for shoppers within the range of 2,100 Walmarts with pickup or 800 Walmart stores that deliver. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at forhims.com/Greg. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to forhims.com/Greg. That's forhims.com/Greg.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Most people say they just don't have enough time to get things accomplished. Well, now there's an app that can actually help you find a lot of free time. And it's free. It's called the Mind Your Own Business app. The next time there's a situation and you foolishly want to get involved, go to the app, answer the quick, simple questions.
Is anyone directing this towards me? Do I have anything to do with this situation? Is this in any way any of my business?
And if you answered no to all, then go on with your day and mind your own business. The Mind Your Own Business app also tells you about community fundraisers so you can volunteer your time in something useful instead of something that doesn't pertain to you. Now you'll have a lot of time when you mind your own business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting last month. Authorities have charged 31-year-old Cortez Wright with murder and the shooting death of 35-year-old Xavier Smith. Wright is being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $150,000 bond. Alabama lawmakers will introduce legislation today to make it a felony to perform an abortion at any stage of pregnancy unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. If put into law, it would be the most restrictive abortion bill in the country and will likely be challenged in court. And Wednesday will mark 1 month since the deadly tornado in Lee County, and emergency crews are still looking for volunteers to help with recovery efforts. For more information on how you can help, contact the Lee County EMA. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. Now, I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure that my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we. And we rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technologies.
Travel to Truvies and meet a group of women as delicate as magnolias, but tough as steel. The worldwide hit, Steel Magnolias, is now playing at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. As ASF transforms into a small Louisiana parish, watch six strong Southern women as they navigate life's challenges with wit, warmth, and intelligence. Get your tickets by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or visit asf.net. Steel Magnolias, now through May 5th at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From the imagination of Tim Burton comes a film about a flying elephant that never quite gets off the ground. It's so bad, critics are calling it Sucko. With just a 50% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, Sucko is a big flop in the big top. If you thought there's no way Disney could mess up a reboot of Dumbo, you've probably forgotten that they're redoing Aladdin with Will Smith. Will Smith! It's so bad that not even Danny DeVito can save it. Sucko, the Disney live-action remake that's dead on arrival. In theaters now and on streaming platforms any second now.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
free. Because on Tuesdays, kids eat free at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Bring the whole gang out for a family dinner, and every kid eats free with an adult entree purchase of $10 or more. Limit one child per adult. So, kids eat free Tuesday nights every week at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Free is the word. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you for that word at 272-9228. If you're caller 9, guess what? You're going to win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Emily's a dancing machine in her seat.
That's my Mick Jagger pointing my fingers.
You see, they're using Start Me Up on this undergoing heart surgery.
Is that Keith Richards on the right?
Of course it is.
Oh, my yes. God.
That was a roach.
It just goes to show you, you know. In the last couple of weeks, we've lost a few people at a much younger age who did not fill themselves with heroin and other street drugs for 40 years.
I know.
It keeps on ticking. Jay, you're the video game expert here.
Sure.
Are you familiar with Cafe?
Cafe?
Yeah, the board game. Magic the Gathering?
Magic the Gathering card game I'm familiar with.
All right, that's...
I'm not familiar with Cafe, other than it being a...
I'm asking your expertise. Some thieves in Bothell, Washington, made $100,000 of trading cards disappear. They took the most valuable Magic the Gathering trading cards at Zulu's Board Game Cafe.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Thursday morning, about $100,000 worth, whoever it was, climbed down to the roof, disabled security, climbed down into the cafe through a skylight. Suspect stole several... This is how they stole the Pink Panther diamond in one of the movies, I think. Suspect stole several drawers of cards, apparently climbing back on the roof with them. Some of the cards were left behind. One of the employees said one drawer alone held 35,000 of these. Gaming stores in the area are on the lookout for somebody wanting to sell Magic cards.
Yeah.
One shop has already... What was the big trading card in the 90s? Was it Pokemon cards?
Trading card
that
in the 90s?
That was past my time.
I don't know what it would have been in the 90s.
Pogs is what we had.
Pogs. We had Garbage Pail Kids, but they got rid of those. And then, I mean, for my... Pogs. For me, growing up in the 80s and 90s, it was still baseball cards. They were massively popular baseball cards.
Yesterday, we got pulled in by the McPickle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
This is the truth. Burger King is testing a meatless Whopper.
I heard about
the Impossible
this.
Burger. Yeah. Yes.
The first national fast food chain to use Impossible Burgers, which are plant-based but look and taste like beef. And even have red juice.
Yeah, hold the plant, please.
They announced the Impossible Whoppers. You know, I hate to...
But you're going to do it anyway.
Back in the day, Chicago was one of the first places Burger King opened.
Right.
When they started franchising out of Miami.
Yeah.
And one of them was close to our house.
They're based out there. Yeah.
And it was quite the phenomenon, because they were 39 cents, uh-huh. And they fit... They actually were as big or bigger than the palm of your hand.
Uh-huh.
So, and then if you went to Burger King, you stood in a Disney-like line, you know, where you go...
Because you could have it your way.
And you got to watch the burger travel on a conveyor belt, mm-hmm. over flames.
Right.
And it cooked and fell off, and then they would put the mayonnaise on with spatulas and...
Do you remember... Well, there was no mayonnaise on theirs. No. Not on their hamburgers. But do you remember when the Big Mac came out?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it was such a big deal. Such a big promotion.
Any change at McDonald's was a big deal. I was in California. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you guys, but I used to work for a group called Styx.
Styx!
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
Why is this just coming out now?
I've not heard anything about this.
I've done so many things. I just can't remember all of them. Yeah. But I was out there when... McDonald's introduced the Quarter Pounder,
mm-hmm.
and the lines that formed for people who wanted to try that, because it was, used to have the whole McDonald's menu on one square.
Yeah.
Now, almost any place you go to, they have these drive-through menus that are three boards full of combos and meal deal, and it's really kind of like a little overwhelming.
I hate when they drop the actual number of billions. Then they went to billions and billions sold. Remember that?
Yep.
But it used to be over 18 billion. Then you'd see over 36 billion. Oh, yeah.
And made it to 100.
Yeah, it changed. Oh, yeah, look.
Why couldn't they count to a trillion? I mean, that'd be kind of cool. I bet Ray Kroc would have wanted it that way.
Oh, yeah. Change those signs.
You guys aren't real wild about either one of these conundrum possibilities?
Well, we feel they look very familiar, both of them. I think they could fly.
The first one, probably.
The first one feels like we've done it before, but that second one I'm not sure of.
Well.
Either one could fly if you wanted to.
Or we could play the baloney game.
you know, ultimately, it doesn't matter what we say. It's what you want to do. I just spoke it.
I always share these choices when I'm not sure.
So when you say we, do you mean we as women? Females?
Oh, man.
My gosh.
You realize that they leave at 9 o'clock, but we work the rest of the day together. Just so you're just making it harder
can
for yourself.
Here.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Speaking of women.
What about?
Females.
Gail. Her weekly thought is about doing taxes. Let's listen in.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I hate doing my taxes. It's so stupid. They take money away all year, then they want me to tell them if they took the right amount. It's like I'm paying them and doing their paperwork. I'm writing my name and address in glitter. With all the money they take, why not set some aside and hire a bookkeeper? Who do they think I am, their personal accountant? I'm putting smiley faces on lines 7 through 12. I mean, you don't go to a restaurant, eat a steak, then tell the waiter how much you think you ought to pay. I'm putting a couple dozen staples in this. I don't want it to get damaged during shipping. It's no wonder the country's broke. Filling out a tax return is like asking me to vote on how much I should pay. I vote zero. And I'm spraying the entire form with oven cleaner.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Note to Steve Durow, if you're listening, extension, please.
You haven't done your taxes yet?
No. Got some of the info in.
I've got to mail mine in, I think, because I'm having such a time on the internet.
The whole idea, I wish there's always been talk about a flat tax and talk that it would kick in after a certain income level so people who are low-income earners could make some money before they start having to pay the government. It would actually probably, because with all the deductions and clever accounting and stuff, everybody pays about the same percentage, you know, 15 to 20, and that includes the politicians who love to raise our taxes, but use every trick in the book to avoid paying them themselves. 7:53 on News Talk 93.1. So we'll do a conundrum next hour on something that involves people born after the year 1980.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Maybe this was done, or maybe I was...
Am I the only person in the room that was born after 1980?
Female.
Bailey.
Oh, that's right. Bailey, of course.
What's up? That's all I got.
Bailey Sayona, she's not even a millennial dog.
Bailey, when was Bailey born? What year?
We don't know. I've had her for six... No. I've had her for 6 years, and she could have been two when I had when I got her. We don't know her age because she's a rescue.
Aww. Yeah.
So she may be eight.
So she was born in the
2010.
Yeah, in the
2010s.
The 2010s.
That sounds so weird, doesn't it? It is 7:54 now. There are occasions coming up on us all the time. Some marked by the calendar. Like Valentine's Day and others. And then there's anniversaries and birthdays. And, all of a sudden you check your date book and you realize, I was supposed to pick up something for so-and-so and I forgot. This is when you need to go to Brian Jewelry in Prattville. For the football fan in your life, the two showcases they have that are a collection of really great first-class gift ideas that represent both sides of the greatest rivalry in sports. I would imagine they could probably make you, if Auburn won the national championship, they could make you a basketball pendant that would be beautiful. And I would think in silver, that would look very nice. And get the AU logo on it. What I got, because I just love it, it's so classy, I never take it out of the house because I know I'll get it wet or ruin it. It's an Alabama soft leather checkbook cover, and it's beautiful. It's got the red A and it's beige. This is the kind of thing I'm talking about, just for last-minute gift ideas, but for any type of jewelry. They have a huge showcase of all kinds of gems and diamonds and stones. On the website, you can do a quick tutorial on diamonds because they have them all pictured there and the type of cuts that they are. Brian Jewelry can also create something from scratch. If you have an idea, you have a choice. You can run all over town in creation hoping to luck into it somewhere, or you can go to Brian Jewelry and have them create it and avoid all of that. They're at 1778 East Main, bearing three generations and 63 years of experience. Fantastic people. Great to talk to for gift guidance at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Join the club at BrianJewelry.com and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic headed towards the 8 o'clock hour, and we've got a busy morning in traffic. We have an accident on Mulberry Street on the northbound ramp to I-85, so watch out if you're in that area. We also have an accident in the downtown area. It's on South Perry Street, northbound right at Arba Street. That's the access to the interstate, so be careful there. Also an accident on West Fairview at South Court Street, and another one in a busy area, Perry Hill Road, right in front of the Chevron at I-85, so be careful out there. We do have our normal tie-up on I-65 as you head into the downtown area. Traffic's real slow around the river bridges and the Clay Street exit. It's the Invitation to Lexus Sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by Lou Choir for details. ACbyLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fox News coming up next.
Sugar-coated baby chicks made a marshmallow. Right now, I ask the Easter Bunny, bring me some peeps, just be a decent fellow. I'm now remembering how he forgets to bring